What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Oh, look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. We are live. First episode of December. It's December 7th, 2021. 164th episode of the Patriot Power Hour. I'm Ben, the Breaker of Banksters. And perfect timing on the other line, I have Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. Hey, buddy. How you doing over there?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Not too shabby. 164th episode, first episode of December, coming in hot to finish 2021.
So, without any sound test or script or really nothing to constitute show prep, we're live. What's the news that's intriguing you?
We always have show prep, sir. Plus, it's our 164th episode. We're pretty good with rolling with the punches. Of course, we got Future Danger news blitz. We'll be covered in the second quarter to get into the real headlines and specific news of the day. First and foremost, I want to do a big shout out and encourage people to go listen to some of the content on Prepper Broadcasting Network recently. In particular, James Walton has put out some real good stuff. And I'm not even going to name everybody because there's like seven or eight different shows and sets of hosts putting out some legit stuff. And I really wanted to listen to James Walton's kind of what is going to happen with Ukraine. What's the next steps? What's happening there? He also put out a big one I didn't get to listen to either. I think either today or yesterday about silver. So, hey, I didn't get to listen to it live. Maybe I'm a day or two behind, but that's one of the best things about this network. You can go back, listen to the archives. So that's a couple I need to catch up on. But I have been listening to several other shows, and PBN really is hitting its stride. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of bring it to that same level. But really, I'm a little more focused on the geopolitical tonight, I guess, as opposed to economic or COVID, I guess. You definitely have to pick what topics we're looking at. There you go.
Well, that's funny because I thought you were going to want to talk about the tapering by the Fed and the volatility that's created.
Yeah, it's non-starter. Such a minimal. I mean, I could talk about it for sure, but I don't believe that's true tapering. They'd have to actually reduce the balance sheet to have any effect. So that's almost like a non-issue because it's so pathetic how small they are saying they're going to taper.
Yeah, but still, it's the type of volatility that could trigger, something worse suddenly.
Until they just open up the spigots again, another $10 trillion in bailouts, blah, blah, blah. It's just, when is that not going to work anymore? So maybe I become jaded. I used to be all about this all the time, every single financial article. Now I'm like, whatever, wake me up when the Dow Jones is down 50% and they have to do another bailout just like in March 2020. So...
Right. But by the time that's transpired, it's, again, a whole level of crisis. What I'm trying to say is, threatening to raise rates and kicking off stock market.
Threatening, exactly. They can't actually do it, I guess.
Taper tantrums.
Right.
That's the type of thing that can cascade into crisis. Am I wrong?
I think in this case, because they're not actually going to raise rates or do anything tangible that would actually do any damage, they will absolutely reverse. It's all, like you said, threatening. Yeah, but they're not actually going to repay the national debt. They're not going to raise interest rates to 3, 4, 5%. No, they might like go up 25 basis points twice and then go back down to zero like we saw previously. Or remember when the repo crisis went crazy in 2019? They tried raising rates for like 6 months, totally had to reverse. This is, you remember, before COVID, they had to go back on their tapering. So I expect the same thing here. That's right. Why I guess I'm jaded to it.
Yeah, I think you are jaded because I'm looking at what's the kickstarter to the next crisis, and I don't think that's Ukraine and Russia. If at this point, if Russia decided to invade Ukraine, they're going to get sanctioned, and they know it. So they might do it.
Right.
I don't see anybody fighting them.
Well, I know. Well, that would be very interesting. That would certainly embolden China, don't you think?
True, yeah. Well, all of these things have cascading, overlapping, intertwined effects, which we try to peel back on Patriot Power Hour every week, and pretty much did that for our current state of affairs. Of course, no one's mentioned COVID and vaccine mandates, but a little bit of good news today. Every Biden administration vaccination mandate announced is currently under federal court injunction.
Seen that. It is really good. You were saying, oh, this stuff won't stand the test of time, or I mean, not the test of time, but the test of the courts. I was more pessimistic, but it seems like maybe the courts are coming in to serve some justice. I don't know. I still don't trust it.
I don't know about maybe. They're all shut down. They're all outside of the Procurement Act for federal contractors, and basically every place that they were, you know,
is that going to be appealed?
There's no force of law behind them.
So they can't
sure
appeal
can,
that?
But exactly. It's only going to the Supreme Court from there.
Exactly. Once it gets to the Supreme Court and gets denied, then maybe I'll be confident. Until then, it's just the legal game.
Right. But, you know, the Department of Justice, who vowed today to defend vigorously, you know, especially the one that applies to federal contractors, that piece of the Biden mandates, may not have any legal basis to do that. It may not get heard by a higher court. Mm. That entire attempt to do that, which was outside of the law, probably just got stopped cold.
Good.
It was illegitimate. It was easy to see it. It was easy to panic over it if you weren't well informed on these things, but it's over now.
In a way, I mean, still private companies are mandated.
Unless Congress changes the law.
Well,
you need laws to do this, and those laws didn't exist. So it's fun to have a bunch of neo-Bolsheviks on your social media and all your, you know, Democrat neighbors think that that's the law, and have a president that announces something that kind of sounds like law if you're a fan of, I don't know, Mussolini, but now in federal courts. Because it wasn't the law, it's done. It's stopped. It's not happening. It's in a nationwide injunction.
Good. I hope they don't have some emergency authority to overturn that.
But he didn't have it, is what the court said. So it stopped.
Right.
How many times can you claim an emergency authority before it's like, you know, at some point they realize they realize they're going to have to change the law if they want to do some of these things, which, you know, I don't think there's a Senate that would let it happen right now.
All right, good. That is just some good news. We don't cover too much good news here necessarily. So
hopefully. It does kind of reflect the fact that what can the Federal Reserve decide or fail to decide to do that would ever go before another branch of our federal government? When does anything that the Federal Reserve decide to do get looked at by a court? Now you know the danger of that body, right?
Yeah, for
sure.
Now
you know what we're dealing with central banking. It's truly outside of any kind of check and balance.
No, that's for sure. I feel like, I mean, you know, yeah, I still think the COVID push is not over with yet, but that's definitely a good way to put them down. And if you live in a local area or a state that is pushing it, not just the feds, well, then you can at least leave. That's one of the nice things about America. Have some of those internal bulkheads where you can get away from some of the crazy parts. You know, some people think Texas is the crazy part and they want to move to New York City, you know. So there's their right, and then other people think the opposite.
Not many.
No, there. I mean,
I think it's going to be record.
Not
record
more.
Migration out of blue states this year.
It's already happening.
You're gonna see so many people leaving states that did this. They won't be net gainers. That'll be more news that will be censored. But people are voting with their feet. They're voting with their wallets. The courts are applying the law. And if you're still on board with the mask theater and forced injections of experimental vaccine, at least tonight it looks like you're on the losing side in this country.
Well, they've already struck such blows to us that we've already lost this battle, not the war. But we're fighting back. That's how I look at it.
I don't know, but when you say this battle, there's a lot.
How many children under the age of 18 have already been vaccinated under this, you know, pretty much forced? I mean, there's certain schools where they say, yeah, you send your kid to school, that's implied consent that we'll do whatever we want, pretty much. So there's already been massive amount of victims to this, I guess I'm saying. So, but maybe we can mitigate a little bit.
The children were victims of their parents' decisions, but most of those parents did it out of a belief system that wasn't founded in law and isn't, you know.
Right. They just follow the law, whatever's told to them by the government, which is obviously corrupt and evil and needs to be taken to account.
Well, they weren't following the law. They just went ahead and did it.
That's why the government needs to be, the people who did this need to be held accountable.
The people who chose to have shots with their children are the ones.
They don't know any better. Like the CDC said it. They actually trust the CDC. So
No. We don't have a country of serfs. They're all.
Are you kidding
citizens.
Me, man? Like most people have a high school or under education in this freaking country still. Okay? Like a lot of people don't know jack.
They have free will. You don't have a republic with citizens that unless you have, you know, free will. You chose not to do it. I chose not to do it because we're free. And everybody else, they're a victim of nothing except their own willingness to enslave themselves by listening to authorities that, you know, weren't checked by the third branch of government yet, and now they are. And if you live in a state like New York City this week, a city, municipality, announcing that, you know, all businesses are going to force it on the employees, move! Get up and move!
Definitely.
Stand around there and say, well, I had to take a shot because what? Because you didn't have the guts to uproot your life and stand for your principles? Think of what the founding fathers did when we stood up to the British. They lost, most of them lost everything. They had their plantations and their properties and their livelihoods destroyed by the British for doing that. If you can't stand and hold the line, if you say, well, I had to do it because, you know, this was my profession and I just wouldn't change it, or I had to do it because we couldn't move. Because why? Because really, why? You know what? The children are victims because they weren't adults. But adults, I don't care. I don't care what your media told you. I don't care what your government told you. If you complied with that, you're going to be dangerously complying with even worse things in the future. And my
that's a good point.
That's
definitely a good point. So that's actually a great point. I was super shocked how quickly all this kind of turned around and how quickly everyone did acquiesce. Not everyone, but those that did pretty quickly. Anyway, ladies and gents, quite a lively discussion. We'll come back with the headlines and just the headlines on this December 7th, 2021 episode, Patriot Power Hour number 164, Prepper Broadcast and Network. Stay with us.
Never land.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Never, never leave.
Patriot Power Hour. It's time for the News Blitz, December 7th. Let's go right at it. Twitter determines American Heart Association is unsafe after linking vaccines to heart conditions. The American Heart Association, unsafe per Twitter. YouTube age restricts video about socialism's victims throughout history. New Jersey firearm bill includes mandatory re-education and forced labor with anti-Second Amendment groups. We're definitely going to dive deeper into that in this next segment. Your next smartphone might have a camera that's always watching. Oh, it already is. Former president's media venture eyed by regulators. That's under free speech abridged. Now here's the Russia-Ukraine news. Relatively low grade, low level. And I absolutely want to talk more with Future Dan about this in the second half as well. But the headline, Russia planning massive military offensive against Ukraine with 175,000 troops. That's what the U.S. intelligence is warning. Meanwhile, China seeking its first military base on the African Atlantic coast. There's also reports they may be hiding missiles in shipping containers as a Trojan horse-style plan to launch attack anywhere in the world. Funny enough, I was playing a video game the other day and it had that exact scenario. Container ships launching drones and weaponry out of a port. Was Iranian nuclear facility just attacked for the third time in 2 years? Defense Secretary states that Chinese military flights near Taiwan look like rehearsals. The Japanese looking to acquire strike capabilities against foreign enemy bases. Trying to rearm. Looking at finance. Gas 7-year high, slightly ticking up. Right now we're seeing $3.35 in the red zone on the national average, $3.35. CIA director stated that the CIA is deep into cryptocurrency. We'll definitely go deep into that article in the second half. Go ahead and move on straight to the health and natural news. There's a lot. A U.S. cruise ship suffered an outbreak of COVID despite fully vaxxed passengers. Passengers fully vaxxed. Massive outbreak of COVID on that cruise ship. There's been 42,000 adverse reaction reports just in the first batch of Pfizer information and docs. Long story short, it was going to take them 50-plus years to release all their docs, but now they're with that agreement, they have to release a certain amount every week, I believe, maybe month. But regardless, just with the very little that's been released, 42,000 adverse reaction reports. South Korea sees record high COVID cases and deaths despite country's high vaccination rate, much higher percentage than America, as an example. But still, record high COVID cases and deaths relative to the last couple of years. New York City forcing the first in the nation vaccine mandate on private companies. Over 200 health employees were fired for not receiving the COVID vaccine. Meanwhile, California, the drought is just not going away. Going to be cutting water to cities and farmland among a persistent drought. Massive eruption of volcano in Indonesia, 13 killed, 57 injured. And just looking at the overall just kind of breakdown of the family unit, the number of American households with a married couple that have children falls to a record low. So a married nuclear family with children, that percentage of American households, record low. We bring future Dan on. Man, we covered the wide gamut. That's why I love Patriot Power Hour. Everything from economics to liberty to natural news, whether it's COVID or volcanoes, even asteroid sightings, all these different topics. What really hit, what you want to hit on kind of to start before we get into the break?
Yeah, no tunnel vision, right? We're looking broad. At the risk of not going deep enough on some of these, but there's plenty of hosts talking about each and every one of these things in detail. Our role is to integrate, right? So I think you did a great job there. But you did mention the war with Russia starts indicator, and I think you had a question for me on that. Was it based on the grade of the indicator being only, grade green, low level?
Yep. And both in a couple ways, because I know that the grading of it doesn't necessarily mean translate to the danger. It's more of if it's imminent or if it's occurring. I guess it has not occurred. Is that the rationale?
That's all the grade ever means, is it happening full actuation. So all the war indicators, there's a handful, right? The major ones, Russia, China. We look at, whether Israel and Iran has started fighting, knowing that, it would definitely draw us into that war. And that's pretty much it. Pakistan and India at war would be a problem. And there's, of course, Japan being at war with Russia or China, and Taiwan being at war with China would draw us in. So not all conflicts rate as a future danger indicator, but in the war indicators, it has to be, it has to be shots fired or other evidence of stage zero, right? Activity, stage zero, I should say, the pre-war activities that are, and they have to be relatively unprecedented, real shooting, real conflict, real dangerous situations, troops deploying in places they haven't been. So right now the Russians, they do this. They bring forces up to the border for all kinds of reasons, right? It's, fifth generation hybrid warfare. But until they cross that border and until someone tries to stop them from crossing that border, I don't think that indicator war with Russia starts changes. It's topical news. That's why we have the headlines, but it's grade green for a reason.
Great explanation. Great explanation. What is your analysis or thought on what will happen? I mean, you gave a kind of a preview or a snippet at the first segment. You think that NATO and America would not come to blows if this occurred. It'd be similar to, I don't know. Well, in this article, they're trying to say it'd be similar. It could end up similar to the invasion of Georgia, but on a much bigger scale. What do you foresee happening here? So you think this is maybe more of a feint or more of an operation, or do you feel like they are going to make a move, but it's just not going to lead to World War III necessarily? What are your thoughts?
Well, they took Crimea under Obama, and that didn't lead to any conflict. But I think Putin might be thinking about grabbing some more territory, and I think the Western governments would be, it'd be impossible to envision a military response by Biden during this. I guess it could happen, but that is World War III. We've been at the same strategic place with the Russians since the 1950s. Just because most people can't understand history or strategic deterrence doesn't mean any of that stopped being true. So,
definitely interesting. Well, I feel like Taiwan is a bigger, just a bigger powder keg, just to make it simple. But this is something definitely to keep an eye on, I suppose, to say the least.
Yeah, and if they tried to seize it, for example, under Trump, it would most likely have been World War III with China. But under Biden, probably let them have it. Probably betray the Taiwanese. So it potentially, the risk of any one of these wars is a lot lower right now because we don't have a government that would necessarily do what you would expect.
Interesting. Now, do you think almost looking the other way, if China hits Taiwan, you almost got to think Russia would hit this, okay, well, might as well. And that's how in history things can get crazy, though.
I think Russia and China don't act together.
It would be a great excuse. Like, okay, they're going after Taiwan. Why don't we just hit Ukraine while they're at it? They're not planning it.
Right. Yes. 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 No, that's right. Yeah, that would definitely happen. They invaded Georgia during the 2008 Chinese Olympics in Beijing. They would easily do something when we were otherwise. We would be so hard pressed to defend Taiwan that, in terms of air power, it would just get completely absorbed in the Pacific until whatever amount of time we could ramp up production, if it could. And, Russia would run wild on its borders during a conflict in the Pacific.
Do you think in 1 year from now, what's the likelihood any of this takes place, in your opinion? Do you think it's very imminent or just pretty much the same as it's been since the Cold War and just a little overblown now?
Pretty much the same as it's been since 2015 when I started Future Danger. We're about the same place. Although, the parity that these countries are making in terms of the hypersonics, and we talked just the other week about a Chinese orbital bombardment system. These super weapons that if those regimes feel they have some strategic advantage and they feel they have control one way or another, political or clandestine political control of the executive branch of the United States government, and I guess that would embolden them. So perhaps it is more dangerous right now, but I do think we have a government in Washington that would tell the Department of Defense to stand down, and we would suffer a humiliating loss to tyrannies, and that might be something that the constituency of the government in power in this country would be pleased to see.
Yeah, hey man, I think it'd be something to cover up a financial collapse too. Anyway, folks, we're going to break. Patriot Power Hour, episode 164, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check them out. Stick with us. Days go by, glistening.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, second half. Let's just dive right into it. Future Dan, we were talking about Ukraine and Russia, a little Taiwan and China. We touched on these geopolitical items, but there's just so much else going on here. One article, one headline I saw that really seemed over the top, but I want to dive deep into it and get the facts, just the facts. New Jersey gun bill includes mandatory re-education and forced labor with anti-gun groups. That sounds pretty crazy on its face, but if we dive into this article, it's pretty interesting. Of course, this is not passed yet, so to speak, but let me just quickly read from this. New Jersey Senate Bill 3757, scheduled to be heard in the Senate Law and Public Safety Committee Thursday, December 9th, so 2 days from today, 1 p.m., so-called safe storage bill, according to this article here, eviscerates the constitutional right to self-defense. It would require all legal owners of firearm to store and secure them, store the ammunition. Of course, we're all pro that, but look, the devil's in the details, and they run down into what you would have to actually do if you had an intruder in your home. Pretty much you can't have a loaded weapon, and you have to have the ammo and the weapon locked away, separate locked areas, even your home defense weaponry. And once you, again, go into the details, it's just worse and worse and worse. So feel free to dive into this disaster. But I think this, Future Dan, I think this is just another example of why are you living in New Jersey with stuff like this, right?
Well, it's a bill, right? And then after it's passed, it would be a law that would be, you know, rapidly challenged in court, and I don't think it'd hold up. So it's, you know, kind of unsettling insofar as how absurdly unconstitutional a state legislature, how absurdly unconstitutional a law they're willing to, you know, pass into law just to get thrown out. And it resembles what? The federal contractor mandate on vaccination, which is now seeing an injunction. So it's theater to me at this point. And honestly, when you describe it the way you did, you just said you can't do something or other with ammunition. It's not true. I mean, you could do it at the risk that they could enforce it successfully. But I don't think they can. So if I was in New Jersey, even if that was passed in my house, I wouldn't obey that law.
That's great. That's something few people do, and more people need to look at. Different examples. How can you resist?
I wouldn't go out of my way to flaunt it until it's decided. But, you know, how is that even enforceable? It isn't. And as the author of this Ammoland article mentions, it's in clear defiance of Heller, a decision of the District of Columbia. These things only have traction and momentum among the adherents, the ignorant and people that have some perverse desire to have an issue that they rail against. You know, it's like, you know, hours and hours of Fox News cable, nightly talk show fodder.
Literally going to say that our quote unquote our side can totally get wrapped around the axle on issues like this too. It's like it's almost a non-starter. It's so ridiculous. Not saying we should ignore it. We should point out how stupid it is, but then we should move on because there's a lot of other issues. You know, this is like so silly.
But like the war indicators on future danger, there's a number of Second Amendment indicators, and they track, for example, taxes that are designed to disarm people, right? And, you know, restricting, you know, arms, you know, on age restrictions, making it, you have to be 21 years old. Overton window, right? Now it's 21. Later it'll be 24. You know, that sort of thing. There's plenty of news in the archive, which is now this fall, 6 years old, at Future Danger, of, well, attempts to suppress Second Amendment rights in the last 6 years. And they're going to get, you know, graded, you know, much more severe than this idiotic New Jersey law that was eviscerated by the author, who's a lawyer, right? So, you know, we got to track it because that's the legislature in the United States trying to suppress the Second Amendment. But it seems like they, you know, the globalists, the Bolsheviks, those people, they go over the top these days. Because they're so isolated among themselves, they just don't talk to their, you know, ideological, you know, opposition anymore. They the middle ground's not there, so they're getting pushed to ridiculous over the top stuff, and perhaps that's a good thing if they expose themselves. They just try a bunch of stuff that's impossible to, you know, to pass any, you know,
common
any
sense
standard.
Common sense and court, both of them, the court of public opinion and the actual courts, which hopefully still have some integrity. No, absolutely. I don't know if you have an answer for it, but I've been wondering, are these – just think of the politicians that are pushing this type of stuff. Are they dumb enough to think that it actually is legal? Or are they 100% just gaslighting us, trolling us, as the kids say? I think some of them are stupid enough to think it actually they're going to get away with it, but then a lot of them are actually just trolling us, and they know it's BS, but they're just gaslighting us, moving the Overton window and trolling us.
Yeah, I mean, it's New Jersey. I bet you there's a lot of people that think they could do any of that, but, I mean, it defies Heller, and Heller was a Supreme Court decision. So, you know, try to overturn a Supreme Court precedent like that is, you know, with the Supreme Court that Trump happened to get to pick, you know, it doesn't seem like a legitimate threat right now.
Speaking of New Jersey and the Sopranos and the mafiosos, my father-in-law came to America from Nicaragua. And you know what? He equated the communist socialist who he hates – it just helped destroy his country. He says they're pretty much the mafia. He's like, yeah, it's just the mafia at the top. And they try to make everyone equal. And I'm like, yeah, they make everyone equally poor except for them. And so, yeah, it's just another racket. And New Jersey's right up there with – it's one of the top five states. You know, Illinois, California, New York, New Jersey. That's four of the top five most – festering states, based on my opinions, even in my professional career. You know, the laws and jurisdictions just unbelievable in those areas. But all right,
there's always Massachusetts and Vermont.
I'm sure Boston, Massachusetts are not far behind. All right, here's an interesting article. I want you to grill me on this if you can or want to, or I don't know. I'll just give some of my thoughts. But the CIA is deep into cryptocurrency. Of course, on this show, talked about Bitcoin. See, that's one distinction I'll make. Bitcoin versus cryptocurrency is a very big distinction, in my opinion. But I've been pro Bitcoin and even blockchain and cryptocurrency generally since this show started in 2017. So it's more than 4 years ago. But as this article goes through, it's actually a Vice article, vice.com. The CIA director says that his predecessor had several cryptocurrency programs ongoing, and he inherited them, meaning it's been going on for many, many years. And some folks have said, well, Bitcoin was created by the CIA or some other equivalent shadowy organization, and it's just to turn Americans in the world, really, but Americans specifically, into the Mark of the Beast system. Everything's digital currency, all that stuff. This article talks about some of that. I know a couple listeners actually have gotten back to me and said Bitcoin's a scam. It's all set up to track us, surveil us, and some folks even say to take attention away from gold and silver. So, with all that said, what questions or thoughts did you have about this article?
Yeah, I think the headline's misleading, right? It implies that, you know, the CIA was behind the creation of Bitcoin. What I think the real context of that conversation is the real legitimate challenge. Think of it. You got to be reasonable here. If you're an intelligence agency, set aside whatever nefarious activities you think might be some in that agency might be part of.
Okay.
I don't believe that all agencies are always corrupt throughout. I do think that the FBI is at upper echelons is thoroughly infiltrated with somebody, if not a foreign actor. But in the CIA, they probably do have a real problem with, say, for example, a near peer legitimate, threat, intelligence threat.
Okay.
Can now infiltrate with money in ways that the CIA for the last, let's say, 25 years since the dawn of the internet has had a remarkable advantage keeping track of.
Exactly.
Before 1995, you carry cash through suitcase through airports and you can organize cells, buy things, bribe people, extort people, move cash, buy off agents and probably, wire money and hide it, very far more easily than you could for 25 years. Now here's Bitcoin, right? Here's cryptocurrency, which just to, make a point on what you said a moment ago, there's many cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's the predominant one, right? It is a cryptocurrency. But, pick your crypto, Bitcoin or an altcoin. From an intelligence operations, clandestine operations perspective, now the CIA has to deal with a problem that they've gotten pretty comfortable, having near total surveillance on, right? So I think the article is not necessarily saying that they originated this, although that's an open question. It quite possibly could be true, or the NSA, right? What the director publicly was meaning was they have to figure out ways to surveil the periphery of this thing, the anonymity, the privacy that crypto gives, because obviously, there's terrorist groups, non-state actors, as well as criminal cartels, as well as, adversarial states that, they're obviously they're using it for those things.
Absolutely. And going deeper into the article, they talk about the ransomware and how a good majority of cybercrime use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies for ransomware payments or other ways to extort or manipulate. So the CIA has absolute reason. Even as you said, if they are 100% the good guys and no nefarious actors, then even then they should be concerned and learn as much as they can and try to understand, as they said here, the second and third order consequences of cryptocurrency, both from an economic point of view, but also terrorism and political issues, et cetera, overseas. So I think looking at it a little more, in my opinion, objectively, you know, the CIA is pissed because they've had full control of the world reserve currency and the SWIFT system. That's also something they're trying to threaten Putin with. Say, we're going to cut you out of SWIFT. Well, guess what? With Bitcoin, you don't need SWIFT, and you don't need actual cash for drugs, or whether it's drugs or lumber. You know, you don't need to use the system, the SWIFT system that the CIA absolutely had full surveillance on, as you mentioned. They should be doing this, even if they were doing all the right things. And the fact that at least a portion of the intelligence community, as they call themselves, is absolutely corrupt and just infiltrated beyond belief, a portion, at a minimum, yeah, they're looking into this for sure. Now, do I believe Bitcoin was developed by them? I don't think so. Because I don't think they wanted it to get this big. I think it's actually done a lot of damage to their system and their way of thinking. And people who are into Bitcoin also understand that the Fed's a fraud and that there's all types of drug dealing and BS going around the world using the Federal Reserve system and Federal Reserve notes. So I think if it was created by them, I think their little Frankenstein got out of control, but I'm not still convinced, I guess.
Yeah, well, I would say one thing that would be potentially counter to that.
Okay.
Evidence that could be counter to that. So at the end of World War II, the Japanese had pillaged so much gold and had a task force that tried to hide it in the Philippines, some of which has been clearly found by the Filipino government, I think in the 80s, but you know, there's still shows of treasure hunters in the Philippines looking for, you know, caves and tunnels full of that looted gold. And parts of the stories that go with that is the fact that in the advent of the CIA, straight out of World War II, they went to find some of that, and it's believed that agency, not just through, the emperor's gold in the Philippines, but by other means, has, shall we say, self-funded black projects. I think it's pretty safe to say that from the history of the CIA, they were not ever entirely dependent on congressional authorizations, meaning they were never really under complete, control, constitutional control by, the checks and balances of our system. And an agency like that would naturally seek to be, to have that freedom to escape, the oversight of Congress and being funded by Congress. So who's to say that, there wasn't a core in the CIA that doesn't really care about the power of the Fed, that they're really independent of it. They are, they're not of the mindset that, don't take offense to this, but with your financial master's, degree in finance, master's degree in finance, and your orientation towards economics. And I see this a lot with people who are very engaged traders on Wall Street that I know, and that if you're in the money world, you think it all begins and ends with money. But if you're in the intelligence agency world, that arena is, one that you honestly think you're more powerful than. And in a lot of ways you are. And creating a means to have your own income, let the Fed worry about what the long-term impact is to the fiat dollar. Our agency is covertly independent of Congress for decades further. That could be true.
I like it. So they created Bitcoin, knew it would get big and would make them rich, and they're the ones that hold all those private wallets that haven't been touched for 10 years.
Not make them rich, make them fund it.
they foresaw the next human evolution of money being blockchain, and they got ahead of it.
Yeah, I mean, CIA, there's still an organization. All these organizations have their own institutional prerogatives. Things, and inevitably, it's preserved their own agency, right? You go through all the federal departments and you watch their budgets, watch their procurement, watch how they allocate resources. And, you know, let's just say the Health and Human Services Department is entirely dependent on what Congress authorizes. CIA has never been that way. To a certain extent, the Department of Defense has a lot of independence, especially during wartime, right? Okay. With the laws that we have, and Trump invoked one of them, the Defense and Production Act, to force companies, General Electric is going to make ventilators suddenly, right? He used the law to do that. And so the Department of Defense during major wartime crises, they're entirely, they'd operate entirely independent of what any true economic signals are telling you. So potential that the CIA created crypto might be higher than, your hypothesis then is that, they're in tight conjunction with the Federal Reserve, and it's one just cabal at the top that has it all planned, and they the evil masterminds know, they all have it all running together. It's a perfectly tuned new world order, and I consistently see reasons why it might not necessarily always be the case.
Yeah, no, I think more than a 0% chance they created it, number one. And number two, I definitely don't think it's a well-run, well-oiled machine. But I do think the CIA and Fed are in bed together, and they're not in, because where does the CIA... It gets its power from America being the most powerful country. I just feel like if America loses that reserve currency status... That's only could be bad for the CIA, but maybe I'm just ignorant. But
not if they have several trillion dollars of Bitcoin in reserve.
Yeah, well, that's where they're. If they're at that level, then that's very impressive. And I hope they are. God dang it, because they better be smarter than me and get that stuff out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want any agency of our government to be funded, self-funded outside of. Of congressional authorizations. And there's a few of them, right? Like the Postal Service is quasi-governmental now, but FDIC, of course, the Federal Reserve, there's other organizations that defy the very premise of Congress having the purse strings. And I don't like it when any of that's happening.
Oh, for sure. Any semblance of control we have over them, we the peoples, severed when they can have their own endowment of Emperor Hirohito's gold. Very interesting story. I would do more research on that. That's pretty cool. We only got 5 minutes left or so. Any other articles or topics we need to delve into? We've done quite a good job, I think, today so far, but maybe one more.
Well, yeah, we could do that. Why don't you pick one? But I also wanted to have a short preview of our schedule in the next few weeks. But let's do one more piece of news.
Okay, super quick. The China hiding missiles in shipping containers. There's a mock-up of some sort of missile launchers in a camouflage shipping container. Who knows what stock image that's from, or maybe it's real. But as I said...
No, they showed it this year at the military parade. That's this year.
Is it now?
That was demonstrated this year. Missiles in a box. Yeah.
Missiles in a box.
The UK Sun, a tabloid in England, has suddenly pulled this off, this article out, and sensationalized it. But I think they've had this for a long time. And I'm not sure we don't have the technology to, scan these.
Right.
It would be as commercial freighters that have these on there, presumably with some covert agents that could actuate them. Maybe they're entirely remote worldwide, but the signals intelligence would give that away. Just the munitions on board could probably multi-spectral scanners can find them. the threat would be that they would load so many up simultaneously to do some kind of Pearl Harbor attack that you wouldn't be able to find them all, right?
Right.
But as soon as they do that, they've made that ship a warship in, you know, a gross violation of any kind of, you know, concept of the laws of war, because the crews of these involuntary warships would inevitably be, you know, at the bottom of the ocean with any freighter that launched these missiles. But, you know, they previewed it in the military parade. It's not fiction.
Pretty crazy. All right, with only a couple minutes left before we make way for Next Generation, end of the season and end of the year. What are you saying? I guess our season finale 2 weeks from now, right? December 21st.
Okay, so we got this week, next week, one more. We'll take Christmas week off, reset our stuff. And a couple weeks ago, we did a neat little show and had the NBC guy, Dave Jones, come on because he's a steely-eyed, barrel-chested Cold Warrior himself and talked the language of the Soviet Union and how it applies today. So, Ben, I think we're going to have to pull off one more special and go a little sci-fi and pull out all of the Orwell, Bradbury, Kurzweil, all the sci-fi speak that I'll be damned isn't coming true before our very eyes.
Definitely. You go for the – we've already done the Soviet Bolshevik spin on it. Now we're going to do more than 1984. Brave New World, and I got some other media, books, but also a movie or two to kind of throw in there too, that more pop culture.
Also, real quick, why did Bitcoin tank last week? I mean, that was a 20% drop. What caused that?
It's still a very small market, especially the collapse took place because there was a lack of liquidity. It was at like 1 in the morning on a weekend, and someone wanted to sell a certain amount of Bitcoin, and what happened is a domino effect. A lot of folks have what's known as a stop loss, meaning let's say the price right now is 50,000. If it drops below 48, I want to sell because I think it's going to go down fast. That can cascade very quickly, especially when everyone's sleeping or it's the weekend. This liquidity is a big topic. So that took place, and it dropped from about 50,000 to 41,000 in just an hour. It quickly bounced up to about 46, and now it's above 50 again. So if you're able to buy some at 43, 42, 41,000, you're able to turn a 10, 20% profit in just a day or two. Those don't come about very often, but that's what traders love to see, myself. Anyway, I'm not concerned about the long term or even the midterm. But as I noted, I still could see Bitcoin knocking back into the 30,000, 30, 35, 40,000 range. And it's at 50 right now. So that or even more, it's very volatile, folks. So don't trade with leverage and be careful of those stop losses. How about that?
Awesome, Ben. Good show.
Good stuff. Ladies and gents, Patriot Power Hour's out of here. Going to make way for the Next Generation. We'll be live next week. Check out the show description. You can find out how to reach both Future Dan and myself on Twitter and email, etc. Till then, catch you later.